When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Righto, boys, we better get into it, hey? Round five starts with a beauty. Storm up against the Broncos. So this one down at Amy Park, and this will be kickoff tomorrow. So what about those inclusions? Cameron Munster in, Jerome Hughes in, Christian Welsh back on deck, Tyron Wishart to the bench, Jonah Pezzett drops out, Chris Lewis, 18th man. So it's a much stronger side. Where's Nelson Asifa-Solomona, do we know? But anyway.
Weight Watchers, I think, Jimmy.
Okay, that's not very nice, Jared. One change to the Broncos side. Ben Takura, named to make his NRL debut off the bench. He was 18th man last week. Xavier Willison has picked up a head knock at training. What's your market going for this one, which is always a good clash, Tristan?
Always a good clash, and this has seen the biggest move of the weekend by some considerable margin, where the Storm now are $1.43, the Broncos $2.85, and the line shifted out to 7.5. It opened at 2.5, and it's been one-way traffic in the last few days, obviously on the back of those inclusions and the Storm coming off the bye, and Brisbane's obviously in different form, despite the fact they had a good win there against the Cowboys. But it's $1.43, the Storm, $2.85, the Bronx, 7.5, 39.5. So expecting it to be a reasonably low-scoring match.
Well, for many, many, many years, we've been waxing lyrical about that hold that the Storm had over the Broncos. But the Broncos, 26-0 in the first week of the finals last year, went on to make the grand final. But as you touch on, Jimmy, some really key ins for the Storm and some very key missing players for the Broncos. They go to Melbourne without Haas, Welsh, Piacora and now Wilson. That's four very key players, in particular in the middle. Two of them big men that they need. With Hughes and Munster back, with the Storm playing in Melbourne, I think the Storm get the right week. They were poor 2 weeks ago. They've had a bye. They get strengthened up, the right playing list in Melbourne. Traditionally, this would see a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday night. The unders would be favoured as well. I'm with the move. I certainly thought that the Storm should be favourites. I'm still wider than where the market is. That's how significant I think those ins are and the outs are for the Broncos. Certainly keen about the Storm.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Lots of plaudits around for Tristan Saylor and the way that he's played. Probably recognised now he's an NRL player. It's taken him time to get there, but that is the case. But despite all that, you're not Reece Walsh, right? And so that's a significant difference. That absence of Haas just compounds the absence of Flegler, doesn't it? I mean, that's where they got their issues. Their bench is not quite balanced too with Corey Oates there, although Corey gets the biggest cheer when he comes onto the field. I would expect Melbourne freshened up. I know that Munster has been wanting to play for a couple of weeks, thinks he's been right, just hasn't been able to get it across the line. The bye came at the right time, had a bit of time away from what I understand, and now you would think is back to repay the Melbourne Storm after slipping in the shower in Fiji. Seriously, there's a lot of slipping in showers when it comes to these high-class NRL players. I like the Storm -7.5. Probably an unders game too, but we all know my stance on that. So there we go.